All right, here we go. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler, and this is where we talk about anything and everything to do with archery in the state of Georgia and Georgia archers, wherever they may shoot. And, of course, I have my trusty, dusty sidekick, Robbie Surface. What's up, Robbie?
What's up, man? Why I got to be dusty?
I figured. I had to throw something in.
I might be sunburnt from fishing, but I ain't dusty.
You ain't dusty. I hear you.
How are you, bud?
Man, I'm doing great. I am having a good time living life and enjoying, you know, the first quarter of the year is gone, you know? That's crazy.
Yeah. It's gone by in a it's quick, too.
It is ridiculously crazy that the first quarter is already gone. Three quarters to go.
Before long, we'll be halfway.
Yes, sir. It won't take long. And then, well, then this is going to get a little complicated.
Yeah. It's going to get a little bit more complicated when we get busy.
Because we're going to be busy. We might be filming late at night, early in the morning, something like that.
But better with AirPods and ears and just doing it via the old phone.
That's right. However we got to do it, we're going to still do it. Man, how was your weekend, buddy?
Dude, my weekend was phenomenal.
Tell me about that fishing trip you went on.
Yeah, we a buddy of mine and I, he carried me down to Florida and carried me fishing. We did a little freshwater fishing on Saturday and then fished in the big old salt pond on Sunday and Monday. Caught some trout and some flounder and some big old redfish.
Them reds, reds are fun to fight.
They're caught a couple of biggins. His son, Liam, caught two over the slot, 28 and 27 and a half, whatever it was. Oh, just goodness. Big old fish.
It was awesome.
That's cool. It was a really good weekend. And I know this is going to sound bad because this is the Georgia Archery Podcast where we talk about anything and everything archery. There was no archery in my weekend, and it was great.
Hey, you know, but, like, we do that, like, you know.
We needed that break, that getaway.
We always have to have that break, you know.
I've got to slide this screen over. I know it keeps looking like that I'm watching from at a – it's weird.
You're staring at a weird angle?
Yeah, I don't like it.
So. I understand. But, yeah, let's see. My weekend was pretty good. It was I was being pretty lazy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I cooked 30 pounds of wings. I smoked 30 pounds of wings this weekend.
Who ate them all?
Well, you know, we're still eating them, but
okay.
That was what everybody wanted for Easter, so that's what I ended up doing. I bought 40-pound box, and I chopped them into, you know, there were whole wings, and I chopped them into, you know, small ones, and put them on the smoker and smoked them up. And then we had, garlic parmesan, mango habanero, and a medium buffalo. So that's what we had. It was good.
Sounds good.
And then I went over there. You can't see it, but I went into the woods and tried to clean some lanes in my property so I can stick some of them there foam targets in the woods so I can walk around and shoot at them.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know. But how many lanes did you get cut? Or do you think you're going to be able to put in?
I'm going to put 20 before it's done. I got 3 or 4 cut, you know. Not full or whatever, but I got into a couple of briar patches and it drove me crazy. But
I can imagine.
Yeah, and I got a sort of laid out of the ones that I want to do, and you know, I walked around and figured out where I'm gonna put some. So I should be able to put 20 targets out. Now I just need 20 targets.
Yeah.
But heck, if you got 5, you can move them to 20 different spots and they'll look different.
This is true. Yeah, shoot them from 5, you know, 4 different angles each target. You'll have 20.
Whatever you got to do, man. The weekend was pretty good. You know, it was a laid-back weekend. You know, there wasn't nothing going on Sunday, so I didn't shoot. And, you know, as far as archery goes, I didn't go to any tournaments or anything like that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, just laid back, relaxed, and, you know, needed that after 14 days straight at work. So
I hear and I think we talked about it, there's a new layout there in the, the shop up there.
It is definitely a new layout and looks good.
Working out good?
Yeah, everybody's complimenting it. Everybody's walked in there has liked it, so that's a good thing. It's the flow's better, you know, and just looks cleaner and everything else. You'll see it sometime. You might can see it if you come up on a couple of weeks when you're going to the Fur H. Maybe you can get by there and at least check it out. I sent you a video. It's pretty cool. I'm working on some other stuff so everybody else can see it too. So, but
Well, being that we kind of talked about not doing anything on Sunday, but you want to get into who shot on Saturday?
Well, let's see. This past weekend, who shot on Saturday? Well, Outback Archery and Range in Thompson, Georgia had about 42 shooters.
That's a pretty solid turnout being Easter weekend, and there was another pretty big 3D shoot that was. It was set up and designed for the kids, you know, but
that's right.
A lot of the kids that shoot in these programs, their parents shoot too, but that's hard for the parent to shoot when they're at a shoot.
At one time. That's right.
For nothing but the kids.
That's right. So the S3DA 3D Regional in Disciple, which is in Dewey Rose, they ended up with 105 archers.
Wow.
So there was
a lot of arrows.
There was a lot of kids on top of that list that we all know and are, you know, just proud of. So they did their thing. So yeah, I mean that's what we had. But
People don't realize when they listen to this days after, they ain't realize this is being recorded at 10:30 at night.
Yeah, they don't
kind of sleepy.
Yeah, we got on it late. You know, little things happening, this hitting this, that, the other. Luckily the program seems to be working pretty good, so we're good with that part. So
and the studios are all set up, so it ain't a matter of it's just a matter of build it as we do.
Thank goodness we're getting closer and closer to it. I don't have to take part. All I do is I throw the laptop in the hole and fire everything up, so that's pretty good. But so this coming weekend, if somebody's been looking, it's the first USAT, which is the USA Archery Tournament. It's the first USAT event of the year is in Arizona Cup.
Arizona Cup.
And we have 11 Georgia archers out there shooting. Oh, big times out there and old times out there.
I was gonna ask, was David going?
David is on the list. Yes, he's shooting. And they did the Olympic trials where they cut it to 8. They had 16. They cut it to 8 today. So today they had shoots and broke down and got to the top 8. And Alex Gilliam from Georgia is still in the top 8. So I think he's ranked 6th right now. So that's pretty good. I was proud.
That boy can shoot that recurve.
That boy slinging some arrows for sure. You know, he just come off his cup win, won his bowl at the 5-spot tournament. That was the first thing he said was, you know, we got the eliminations and cutting at 8. And I was like, well, I think you'll make it. And he's like, I'm trying. So, but there's a lot of things going on Saturday.
Yes, sir. Old Coastal Empire.
Yep.
Is shooting
down there at the Savannah area, Richmond Hill, actually.
Richmond Hill.
Yep, Richmond.
Is that on? That's Savannah. That's the southeastern part of the state.
Yep.
So anybody and everybody down that way, there's you a good opportunity to go shoot some foam targets.
That's right. And then Gainesville is holding the Baker Money Shoot, and I think today, if you're hearing this, Wednesday, Thursday is the last day to register for that event. So if you hadn't registered for it, get on it, doggone it, and. Pay your membership. They do have a one-time deal where you can try it one time without being a member. It's pretty cool. And so they're hosting that event this weekend, and it looks like the numbers are up because the weather's looking really nice for the weekend.
Sweet. And Gainesville, that's always been one of my favorite places to shoot. That's where I won my first tournament ever. And that place will always hold a soft spot for me.
I understand. And Rocky Branch is also shooting this weekend. So, and of course, S3DA has another regional. Cross-driven archery is hosting their event. I think there was about 80 or 90 kids registered for that event, so we'll see. They let some folks register a little later. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping they hit about that 100 mark. That'd be great. Just, you know, S3DA is doing these back-to-back-to-back. Somebody says that Robbie and Lynn are working the tournament together next weekend.
Yeah, coming up on coming up on the 14th, I believe, is the date.
And, and the only reason I mention it is if you're an S3DAer and you haven't registered for that event yet, Friday is the last day to register for that event. So go on and get in where you fit in.
And I'm very thankful that Lynn's given us the opportunity to co-host that tournament with them because now, yes, we do have a range. Yep. But we're not ready to host tournaments yet. We still got some cores that's got to be changed out. We've got some painting that's got to be done on targets, some repairs.
And I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I mean, it's a whole lot closer ride for most of the folks where he's at versus where you're at.
That's another – I was just fixing to get into that. You know, it's a lot of those kids that would participate, it's going to be a lot closer to them up there. So I really appreciate Mr. Lynn Hardy giving us an opportunity to co-host that tournament with them, give 12 Ring Archery Club an opportunity to generate some funds that we can continue to put back into the club.
That's right.
To grow it and get these target repairs made, to get the cores purchased and put in so that we can get to a point where we can host tournaments. 100%. It's been a slow process, but a steady process. You know, I think it was 2 or 3, 4 or 5 weeks ago on this podcast, we were talking about, you know, us needing targets, trying to find targets. We were able to find some targets, and, you know, now we're in the position of trying to get them repaired and get them ready to host a tournament. We may not get to host a 3D tournament this year for the S3DA, but we do plan to try to host just a local event.
Or fun event, you know.
Some kind of local fun event. I understand. We're working on that. So big shout out to Lynn. Thank you for allowing us to partake and your willingness to share those proceeds with 12 Ring Archery, because it's going a long ways and it wasn't something he had to do.
Oh, for sure. You know, he was, you know, so that's awesome. Lynn's got a good heart. There's no doubt.
Oh,
You know, he's a good guy. Well, on Sunday, the only one that I see is Geechee Bowman is shooting on Sunday. That or shotgun starts.
What time do you know?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
So that's what's on the list for the week.
And if you're listening to this and you're a club and you didn't hear your club's shoot called out, if you're having a shoot this weekend, make sure that you send us an email at georgiaarchery@gmail.com and get us your dates so that we can get them on the calendar.
100%.
You know, John does a phenomenal job of updating that thing regularly.
Yep.
But you can't, or he can, or we can't put
everything.
We can't put the dates on the calendar if we don't know the dates.
100%.
You know.
Make
sure if you're a club and you're listening to this and you want your dates on that calendar, you can email us right here at georgiaarchery@gmail.com and John will get them on there. I would do it, but I don't know how to do it. So.
Well, yeah, but that's the point, is if you're a member of a club and you haven't heard us talk about your club, send us a message so we can get you on the list, man. That's the best thing. We're trying to spread the word of archery all over the state of Georgia, and there's a lot of small clubs that are going, you know, and that maybe not, you know, all we got to do is if we get some growth, it'll boom. There's no doubt about it, you know.
And that's the benefit. I think it's often overlooked, but, you know, the Georgia Archery website is the central place where we as archers can go and find a shoot on the date that we have available, Saturday or Sunday that we have available, and then weed through them and find the one that's closest to us or the one that we want to go to.
That's right.
So Georgia Archery, with it provides just a great opportunity to have all the shoots in one place.
That's what we're trying our best to do.
But if you don't send us the dates, then we can't, you know, can't put them up. So.
Yep. But, you know, this is how this works and how it goes. But, like, you know, you can always find us. I'm telling you right now, like us on Facebook, like us on Instagram, find us on TikTok, find us on, I mean, we need to grow our numbers. So if you will go in and like us, like something we post, like something we do, share our stuff so that we can grow. That's the point, is that more people see us, the more people we grow, and the more people will know to send us an email to talk about whatever they got going on.
And we appreciate each and every one of y'all that do follow along and that have hit the subscribe button and the like buttons and the follow buttons.
There's no doubt about it. Each one of them. And it's funny how watching the numbers just moves because we've started again, you know, doing this again. And, you know, little by little, we're getting new followers, new this. And we appreciate each and every one of you.
Yep.
And, you know, we doing this out of the kindness and love of the sport of archery. And we want to grow it. We want to talk about it. We want to do it. We want to, you know, let everybody know, no part of the state that you're in. You know, then we got other things in the works of things that we want to do and to help grow the sport of archery, you know.
Ka-ding, somebody got a Facebook message.
Yeah, I didn't mute
that. Wasn't me.
Nope, it was me because mine's running in the background. So, but yeah, you can, but the support, I mean, there's plenty of ways to support. There's, you know, the likes and follows are the best way. And share. If you see something, share it. Share the calendar. I mean, the webpage is awesome. And I try to my best to put all the darn stuff we can on there. So you can share that page and just get people driving to it. Then people will hear it, see it, and then they'll send us more, and we can add more stuff to it. The calendar should be so full we can't figure out nothing. That's the way it should be. You know, that way everybody in every part of the state can shoot. And I try my best to go through Facebook, and when I see a club share a post, I share it too. You know, no matter what we're doing and that kind of thing. But that's what this is about. So,
yep.
And you can find us on every podcast
platform
out there. Look, how about this? If you don't find us on the podcast, the platform that you use, send me a message because I will make sure we get on there. I mean, because it is not easy to get listed everywhere, and we're listed everywhere.
It's everywhere I've looked. I've kind of dabbled around doing some podcasts with Chasing It Outdoors and Raising Arrows Hunts. And
yep.
It's like, you know, I wonder if the Georgia Archery Podcast is here. Oh, there it is.
Hey, speaking of that, there's a new logo.
For?
The Georgia Podcast. Go right now. Pull it up. See if
it
shows up.
If my phone's in there on the charger.
I was going to say, see if it shows up, the new logo. And I guess you use Spotify most of the time, don't you?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, so... I just got to do it now because
I have Spotify on this computer. Hopefully, we're not boring everybody while we're going to search our own podcast on our preferred method of listening to.
100%. I am going to.
Oh, I like that.
Look at that. Did you see it? I just didn't know if
you'd
seen it.
Yeah, look at that. Bougie.
So, I just fixed that. So, I was like, it's time for a little facelift. So
that looks good.
So you like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah. That's if you can find us there, if you got any information, you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snappy Chats. Let's see where else.
Hotkick.
X Tweeters. The Gram. I have about 12 or 14 shorts to upload that I haven't done yet. So you can always find us on YouTube. I tell you what, we need to get the YouTube growing. I would love to hit that number. Just to say that we hit that 1,000 mark, you know? So share
it. It won't be long.
Share it with everybody and we'll get to that number. And that'll just help along the way of different things that we want to do.
That's a good looking logo.
You like that?
Yeah, man, look at you.
It's a little clean, you know. I just wanted something different, so I pushed that out there the other day. So
looks good.
I'm glad you like it. It's clean, got that black face on it, so it just pops. So now everybody needs to go out there and find the logo. So we I guess, look, man, we got this thing under 20 minutes right now. How about that? You know.
Well, I guess until next time.
That's what I'm saying. It, you know, sometimes it don't take that long. But, yeah, we got some interviews we're lining up, some different folks we're going to talk to, and try to get them on here as all three, and then that just makes things grow. Talk about this, talk about that, talk about everything else. Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
And we'll see you.